views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Get ready to enjoy the fullest version of yourself, because Source Light Radio, High Frequency Healing for an Amazing Life with Laura Barton, starts now. Learn about a unique spectrum of energy called Source Light Integration and how to elevate your vibrational aspect. Follow along as host Laura Barton explores reconnecting into the universal grid and bringing about physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual balance. Source Light Radio, High Frequency Healing for an Amazing Life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Hey, you know what? I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this amazing show with Mr. Benny. I love it. Benny.
Howdy, howdy.
Benny.
Yeah?
Yep. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. I also get to do this show with some of the most incredible people. And today I have one such person. Laura Barton is joining us here today. Many of you have heard us talk about Source Light Integrations, but you know, part of this is understanding not just about what Laura has said yes to in the world, but to understand the purpose and the power of high frequency living. The other thing is to look at, you know, what the abilities are that each and every one of us has and what our passion and purpose is. In Laura's case, it's absolutely a lifetime commitment to helping others within the unique spectrum of energy and light and frequency in the realm of Source Light Integration. And what that does is it helps people elevate their absolute vibration. Why is this important today? Well, beyond that, it's one thing to raise your vibration, but what do you do about the generational blockages that may be there? Yeah, we call it crust. Well, that's part of what Laura's gift is, what her talent is, and what it means to be her in the world. Today, we're taking on a conversation that I'm very excited about, and that is the galactic connection. Support, expansion, and ascension of Source Light Integrations. Why am I so excited about this? I'll tell you why. Once upon a time, I can remember thinking that I was in complete control and had to do it all alone. I soon learned early on in life at a very young age, right, that that is not the truth. But what I didn't know is what Laura is going to share today. And that is the galactic connection. It doesn't matter what you're watching on television or what you've seen that is unexplainable, or maybe what you think sometimes that are beyond recognizable in the practicality of the world we live in. There is something else going on. Today, we get to visit that something else, the galactic connection. Laura, it's great to have you.
Thanks, Pat. It's wonderful to be talking with you again.
Let's get down to the foundation. And I just want to say to everybody on the show, we are going to open up the phone lines. And I want to put a caveat out there that Laura so beautifully has done, Benny, is we can take as many calls as we can possibly get in the show for you to get some direct help, direct connection during the show today. But a lot of times we run out of time. Here's what I want to say to everybody out there. If that does happen, Laura has opened the door up so that if you give Benny permission and get your phone number, we will pass it on to Laura so she can call you directly. I just want to tell everybody about that, because sometimes these connections, readings, you know, healings take a bit, and I don't want anybody to be left out. And Laura has stepped up and say, no, don't leave anybody out. So that is our commitment to you for the day. Laura, let's get at it. The basics, the foundation. Let's talk about this. What is it? Where do we begin? And let's take a look at history, for example, and especially now in technology, we are seeing the science behind things. Tell us about this.
Pat, this is such an amazing time. because we can look back over history and we can see, you know, in the petroglyphs and pictographs throughout the cultures, all of them, the Japanese, the Aztec, you know, the South American, everywhere there is reference to sky people or star beings. I mean, everywhere. And this is awesome because there's a lot of prophecy about the times that we're in right now. There's been a number of people that have talked about galactic involvement or replicating technologies. I mean, hey, you know, reverse technology is huge. There's rumors, for example, about the Nazis taking a downed flying ship, a flying saucer, if you will, and reverse technologying that to create something similar. And not just in, you know, those types of bodies of government or countries in the world. You know, there's a lot of that. I mean, we can look at some of the prophets of time, even as recent as Edgar Cayce, for example, talking about some of the things that he saw forthcoming technologies all throughout history, back Nostradamus and before, even back into the Bible. You know, that in this time, these things will manifest. They will come together. The knowledge and the information will be brought forward. What's really exciting is some of the work that's been done and things that have been discovered around the pyramids of the world, secret chambers that hold incredible frequencies for healing, for example, that are thousands, tens of thousands of years old, that we're only now being able to discover as we open our awareness to the possibility of all of this, to the understanding that it's, hey, not about us, right? We're here in the moment, but we've been around a long time. And there's others that have been around for an even longer time to help us get here now.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about this conversation, and it really is exciting, because we're starting to see exactly, let's just call it a shift. One, it's a shift of perspective of humanity. You know, we have been so resistant for so long about the denial of things. Now, with technology, with ways to really look at things that have been implanted in the earth, you know, even in remote places now, we're able to send technology in to see what has been done and now have a conversation about it. It's just staggering what we're learning, right? Let's talk about, yeah, but there's the work you do. You've got to be like, yahoo, right?
I am totally jazzed about being here doing this work, about the ability that I have to help people come to the fullness of their being. And trust me, it is not by accident. I have wondered for so long when it would be the time to really talk with people, really share with people, you know, the fullness of not only what I'm doing, but what they can do themselves just by simply being open. You know, with the technology that we're talking about, we mentioned earlier some things like in reverse technology. I mean, when we look at, let's talk about Roswell, back in the late 40s, early 50s, Area 51. Hey, we all know that there's a lot more than is being openly discussed. Other countries are sharing files. Other countries are encouraging the U.S. to share their files about how the galactic community is actually here and has been here in support of where we are, where we're going, and how to get there with the maximum amount of grace and ease. The issue that we come into is it being accepted. And frankly, the reason all boils down to one simple thing, fear.
Yeah.
Now, for me, fear is an acronym of two things: false expectations appearing real, and frantic energy affecting reality. So when we've got people worldwide that are standing in the awareness of some of the things that we're talking about now and are going to discuss moving forward, you know, it can be frustrating, to say the least, to bring information forward and have it shut down, or to be physically shut down, there's all sorts of things we can go into it. I am not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch, but I do seek facts.
One of the things that we're going to talk about here today, too, is that the notion of this opens up doors of possibility that didn't exist before. And what I mean by that is these doors of possibility open up a new level of awareness, and a new level of awareness gives us more mega possibilities. And what I mean by that is they give us an intelligence that a lot of folks intuitively had a sense is out there, but now that energetic intelligence now brings to the forefront different types of experience that are at our fingertips. When we come back from break, you're going to take us on a journey. You're going to help us understand from your perspective, and certainly from this perspective that many of us have experienced, including an experience I had at Linda's mom's house. She had it too. That was unexplainable. Unexplainable. I don't even think that's a word. When we come back, we're opening up the phone lines too for all of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. So you can connect with Laura directly on the show, 1-800-930-2819. This is the day where we step into possibilities and awareness and remove the stuff that is in the way. We'll be right back.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Laura Barton is in the house, Source Light Radio, high frequency healing for an amazing life. Today, we're taking on the galactic connection, support, expansion, ascension, source light integrations. We're taking your calls as well, 1-800-930-2819. And Charlene, we'll get right to you in a minute. But Laura, first, how can people find out more about you? And then also, before we go to the phones, I would love to hear your experience, especially to set the groundwork for the folks that call in.
Okay. Well, my website is sourcelightintegrations.com, and you can email me at laura@sourcelightintegrations.com. You can also find me through Facebook with my Facebook page, Source Light Integrations. And, you know, a text or a phone call is beautiful. That number is 970-519-1683. Again, that's 970-519-1683. Now, Pat, I have always had a fascination and an understanding about the fact that we are just simply not here alone, not by a stretch. Have we ever been the only beings in the universe, let alone the multiverse? Yeah. Doesn't matter what we've been led to believe or how or by whom. You know, it just simply isn't the case. I can't even tell you how many experiences with waking up with bright lights in my bedroom, with seeing stars that aren't stars moving erratically across the sky. You know, one time in early 2012, and this is really interesting, I had this sensation of being scammed. I mean, it was in the middle of the night. It was like from toe to head and back down to toe to head. And I thought, what the heck? And through my eyelids, I could see that the room was just brilliantly bright. And I opened my eyelids just a bit. And at the foot of my bed, I saw two beings. One was very tall. They were both men. The other one was a little bit shorter. And I could sense a masculine energy in the tall one and a feminine energy in the shorter one. And there was this air of concern. And I could see this light scanning up and down my body. And frankly, Pat, that was a rough time in my life. And I was drinking alcohol a little bit more than probably I should have been. And as soon as they realized that I was looking at them, gone, instantly gone. And I was like, oh, wait, you could come back. And, of course, they didn't. But the really interesting dynamic of it is I went downstairs because my room was upstairs, and my boyfriend was somehow had managed to get himself into the recliner with a little tiny baby blanket wrapped around his chest, you know, and he had absolutely no knowledge of getting up, of how he got downstairs and into the recliner, or how the baby blanket ended up over his chest like that. So those types of experiences are not uncommon in my life and have been witnessed by the people closest to me.
Yeah.
For many years.
Yeah. And so what we're talking about, though, are when we step into the world of possibilities and expansive thinking and open consciousness, you know, there's an expression I love. It's called being open at the top. Now, what does that mean, being open at the top? We're talking about the top chakra, right? So when we're open at the top, what happens with that is energetically, we allow for experiences and things like you just talked about to enter in. Why? Because I believe we were put on this earth to live an amazing life. We just don't have all of the clues. That's why we're going to go to the phones right now, because we are here to help our listeners put the dots, connect the dots, get them together, get all the clues lined up, and then to be able to take action on their own behalf. So let's go do this now, Laura. Thank you for that story. That is perfect, because it sets the stage for the rest of what we're going to talk about. But more importantly, for get off the couch. Let's make something happen. Let's go to the phones, Mr. Benny.
All right, Charlene from Canada. Hey, Charlene.
Hey, Charlene.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hi there. I'm excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to ask a question or what I'm supposed to do here.
I don't know. Laura, what would you like Charlene to do? This is the amazing Laura Barton.
Charlene, I'm so glad that you've called. And I would absolutely love to hear what's on your mind.
Well, I constantly draw good things towards me through my energetic field. I'm very aware of my frequency and my vibration, and just allowing natural flow, like allowing the flow through me. And when I block it, this is the thing. How can I integrate better allowing the flow? Like, I tend to block myself in certain areas of my life.
Yeah.
Not
I love this question.
Charlene,
I love it.
Charlene, what I found is, because I open up, and then all of a sudden, you know, I get really expansive, and I'm going, oh, wow. So I sort of draw back in. The big thing is to remain as open to possibility, as open in your awareness to expansion, whatever that looks like, wherever you are on the path, and yet stay grounded. Because I've found consistently that without staying grounded, keeping your, especially your lower third chakras grounded, that your expansiveness doesn't manifest fully without that. It's like swinging the pendulum. You know, if you go too high on one side, you've got a density on the other. It's important to come to the middle. So keep your upper chakras wide open. Keep your physical body as clean and chemical-free, lots of pure water as possible, and keep that connection grounded into the center of the earth. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I do find that when I'm in a neutral state of mind, I am at a higher frequency, and that's remaining grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's through meditation.
Exactly. And if you ever feel like you've got a challenge, you can reach out to me and we can work together to help clear that so that it's easier to keep that flow going smoothly without so many cycles of swinging that pendulum to one side and coming back to the other and then half of the center line.
Oh, that's perfect. Is there any way that I can get, do you have a phone number or do I just go through your Facebook?
You can catch me on Facebook at Source Light Integrations. That's my personal page. You can call me if you'd like. I'd love it. It's 970-519-1683. Yep, 519-1683. And you can also email me, because that you can do 24 hours a day if you'd like, at laura@sourcelightintegrations.com.
Sourcelightintegrations.com. Perfect.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah. I want to ask you one thing, Charlene, and this is, and then I'll let you go, because I think this is helpful as many of our listeners to the show. This, and I actually hope you do work with Laura, because what Laura is saying is that from time to time, there isn't just one like blockage. There's mm-hmm. a pattern, maybe related multi-generationally, multiverse, maybe even, right? And I know this for myself. So, you know, I hope you do follow up and do that. I got a question for you. What would your life be like? I'm not going to ask you about the blockage itself, but I just have a question. What would your life be like if you didn't have that blockage?
Well, just picture me with your eyes closed. I've got you on my Facebook page, too, but with my arms wide open to the sky, totally grounded to Mother Earth, and my arms wide open to the cosmos. Like, that would be me.
Mm.
Like, just total appreciation and infinite gratitude.
Wow, I love it.
Beautiful vision.
Yeah,
it is. And the reason I ask you is because the energetic feeling I have for our listeners today is they needed to hear that from you, and the very special energy you have, the magnificence of your vibration.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Charlene. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
You're
going to get some help. You're going to get some super help. Yeah. Look, we're going to take a short break, everyone. I just love our listeners, Benny. 1-800-930-2819. Yeah. What would you like to receive? What would you like to get rid of? How do you envision yourself without limitations? When we come back, we're going to talk about how our experience, or not, if we let them, contribute to our personal, spiritual, professional, energetic growth. That's like youth growth. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Found cigarettes in your Fendi coat. Even though you don't even smoke. Always changing your access codes. Yeah, I can tell you no one knew. Yeah, you've been acting so conspicuous.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Love it. Love it. We're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. And as I said before, if we don't get to everybody today or you don't have time to call in, I want to make sure you have information. And it's not even that you don't have a time. I know many of you work and you listen to the show later or you download the podcast. What Laura has done is she has opened up the door for you so that you can connect with her on a regular basis. But for today, 1-800-930-2819, call in. Laura, before we kind of get back to this, how can people work with you directly? How can they find out where you're going to be, what you're up to, all of the above?
The best way is to go to my website, sourcelightintegrations.com. There's an events tab in the middle of the home page that links directly to things that are coming my way, where I might be speaking, where I'm offering healing circles to groups, and I'm always available for private sessions, no matter where you are. I've got clients all over the world, and I work with them from my little office in downtown Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Right now, I'm traveling. I'm working my way up through the Pacific Northwest. Then I'll be down at Mount Shasta, the Bay Area, Sedona, and then home. But again, I can do this work remotely from anywhere. So if someone feels like there's a block or a stuckness, or they're just interested in where they can expand to, I can work with you anywhere. It's beautiful.
Mm. That's what I love about the world we live in right now. It's what I absolutely love about it. We are now in a position to work with people all over the world 24/7 if we choose to. And that's what makes what you and I do so much easier than it was years ago. And I'm not talking like 500 years. I'm like talking about a few years ago, you know, the advent of Skype and some of these other things has enabled us to go face to face with people. That's a big, big difference. So thank you for that. You know, Laura, one of the things we were talking about before we went to break are what have these experience or how do these experience really put us in a whole new game? You know, the playing field changes when we recognize, look at, accept, and then take action on wisdom that has been revealed to us. How so?
Well, what has been working well for me is I like to go to different places and experience different things, okay? So to use an example of that, in Sedona, there's a couple stargates, and I go there regularly, and this one time I was there, I was lying on my back on a flat rock, and I was looking at the sky just thinking, you know, I want to experience abundance. And I wasn't specific about so much what kind of abundance, but abundance and prosperity and those sorts of things. And there was this big cloud that came over, right? A clear blue sky, and all of a sudden this big cloud. And I kid you not, it came down, like, over me. I watched it. I watched it. My whole body got tingly and buzzy, and my ears were ringing and the whole nine yards. And I knew that I was experiencing a dramatic shift. And that's exactly what it was. When I have a client that I'm thinking about, or one of my clients just decides to give me a call, we'll get to talking, and I'll find that they've had, you know, some financial difficulties. They might be, the bills might be a little bit higher than the income, and the clients might not be present. And, you know, we'll talk about it, and I'll hear back from them a while later, or they'll be on my mind again, and so I'll call or send an email, and I'll find out that the day after we talked, they had clients fill up their online scheduler, or orders started coming in like crazy, and they had to bring in someone part-time to help fill them. I mean, it's just amazing. If you just simply ask the question and allow the experience with the greatest amount of grace and ease.
I'm very struck by two things you said. One is how beautifully you've described that. But the other thing I'm really struck by is I know when I think about myself and I think about some of the situations that I've been in, I haven't always been able to do it on my own. And what I mean is I'm not very good at seeing myself very well. So having another person to really hold the light, to hold the possibility, to hold the potentiality, and then to be able to energetically heal, remove past energies and vibration, it's critical. And I think that, you know, as human beings, we don't want to stay stuck. We just don't know how to get help. And what you've outlined is through your gifts and talents, this is your thing, right?
It is. It is totally my thing. There's nothing that gives me greater joy than when someone reaches out and says, oh my gosh, I've got this going on. The doctors have done all they can. My bank is like, look, lady, and what can I do? And we'll talk about it. Just simply talk about it. And when we do some sessions together, no matter where those blocks are, we can clear them. We can, because what I do is I simply allow source light to flow through me to whoever I'm working with. It's like when you turn on the light switch when you walk into the room getting home from work, everything that's dark has to leave. It's the same way here. When we turn on that source light and infuse it into your energy field, this crud has to leave. Yeah. It can take a few sessions, and that's why, you know, I usually work with people 3 to 5 sessions to really get them going. And they call me back over time and say, hey, let's do this again. You know, that's fine. But the main thing is it doesn't matter where the blocks are. They can be in your genetic memory. You don't even know about it. They could be something from childhood that you're choosing not to remember. It could be something that you forgot about 2 weeks ago that's just kind of stuck there, like that nagging thought that you really can't put your finger on. You know what I mean, Pat?
I do know what you mean. And what I love about it is we don't, as individuals, we don't always have to know. We have to know how to get help to move beyond it or to have it revealed, right? Because I think that for many of us, we have been put on this planet, and this is what I've recognized, is that there's a reason that we share this planet as human beings and human beings with other species. There's a reason. And I think that the reason for me is, whether you quote the Bible and talk about when two or more are gathered, the point is this, or the Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't matter. The point is we are better, right? We are more innovative. We're more creative. You know, we are more of what we were meant to be together. We really are. But I want to ask you this question. you know, as we look at this in the work that you've done, what I'm really struck by is how amazing people's lives change after getting the kind of help you're talking about. And I don't know about you, but I know for most of my life, I have been told, man, you're on another planet. I mean, actually, in my corporate performance evaluation, I actually had my bosses write that in there. Pat does a great job, outstanding. We just think she's on another planet. I don't know. Have anybody said that to you?
Oh, man. Yeah. They definitely pick up on that there's a difference. Most people don't know what that difference is. I've been asked, and other people close to me have been asked, if I'm a walk-in, and no, I'm not. I came in this way. I've had some help along the way, which has allowed me the expansion that I experience now. And I am constantly expanding further. It's what we're here to do. As I expand, I help others expand. As we recognize where we can support each other, growth occurs. It's not, like you said, it's not a one-person deal at all. There is great strength and incredible power in working with one another instead of going at it alone. I used to feel that I was so alone, and it was actually for some of the places geographically that I've lived or some of the people that I've been with, it's been better for me to hold things within myself than to share openly the way we're doing today, Pat, because the vibration that I carry can be uncomfortable for some people to be around because they're at a denser level. We've got some work to do here, folks. We've got some blocks to clear. We've got some raising the vibe to do. And in places where people aren't really comfortable with that, I'm somewhat reserved, but not today and not anymore moving forward. Not at all.
Yeah. It totally
is time for us. It's time for us to stand in support openly of one another and to reach out. People can reach me.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you.
.com.
Yeah, please give out the phone number, too, if you don't mind.
You bet. That's 970-519-1683. Again, that's 970-519-1683.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, what is it when we pull all this together? What is the big reveal? What is that thing that you might be thinking about when all else is said and done? What is it that you can expect for yourself just the way Charlene described it earlier? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on transformationtalkradio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome, with Susan DiLorenzo. live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Laura Barton is in the house. And, you know, what I want to do before we kind of jump into the galactosphere is I want to make sure that people know how to contact you and also find out about where you can be reached, can be seen, events, sessions, all of the above.
Great. Thanks, Pat. Well, my website is sourcelightintegrations.com. You can email me there, Laura@sourcelightintegrations.com. There's also an online scheduler for 15 minutes, or I'll please allow half an hour, discovery calls. You can find me on Facebook at Sourcelight Integrations. And right now I'm traveling. I'm going up into the Pacific Northwest. And then I'll be at Mount Shasta, down around the Bay Area, and then going to Sedona. One of the best ways to reach me, hands down, is to call me or text me at 970-519-1683. Again, I'm traveling, so I'm conducting a lot of distance work, healing. I'm also facilitating high vibration healing circles at the different locations I'm going to. If you go to my website, sourcelightintegrations.com, on the homepage, about in the middle, there's a tab for events that's constantly being updated. So please pay attention to that, too.
I love it. Look, this next thing we're going to talk about here really is sort of what I like to call the punchline. And it is now that we have this, embrace it, are going to seek some assistance, now that we're there, which means we're fully committed to our own beautiful opening at the top. Now, what do we do? Let's talk about what you refer to as Arcturian ambassadorship and ascension. Let's talk about ambassadorship. What is it? I love the term, by the way. I love that term.
Ambassadorship is simply standing in, stepping up, and sharing out what you're guided to do. And in this case, for me, I am affiliated with a galactic group referred to as Arcturians. They are from the star group around Arcturus. And what I'm doing is I'm helping people understand that galactics, by and large, are supporting us in ways that we can't even imagine if we just ask. Nothing happens without giving permission on some level or another. So with the Arcturians, are one of their primary functions, if you will, is around healing. And so the healing energy that I'm working with also includes an aspect of that. So I'm sharing with people the knowledge I have, the experiences I've had, and the healing work that I do to help bring them to their absolute fullest version of self. It's always a process. You know, we come into awakening in a number of different ways. We're releasing blocks and allowing more light to come in. But a big part of that is accepting the fact that we are not here alone. It is not just about the human race. It's about the multiverse and the collective of beings that are coming together in support of what we're doing, expanding ourselves and moving interdimensionally, moving into an expanded state of ascension.
You know, one of the things that I think about when I hear the term is really how to accelerate our growth curve. And what I mean by that is that there are certain things that I've learned along the way that help me move to where I want to get through quicker. One of them is this notion of holding on to representation. You know, how do I represent something greater than myself? How do I represent, you know, a way to help others in the world that I had not thought about before? And then it really points to the question of how important this is, doesn't it?
It does. You know, you really have to step into it, Pat. As you know,
yeah.
Look where you are. Look
yeah,
where you
do.
Are right now. And when you accept that it's not just about you and you open up that willingness be of service in ways that you may not even have a clue of in the moment, things just start coming in. You know, all of a sudden there's a web page open on your laptop that you don't remember opening, that, boy, it just gets a hold of you and you can't let go. Or you meet someone that, you know, there's something different about them and you just feel differently about them, and then you find out that some of the things you've experienced are much more common than what you believe. Or it could be like we're doing today, Pat, sharing about all of that and more. The world, the multiverse is wide open right now.
Yeah.
And the more of us that link arms and step into it, we're raising the vibration, we're clearing the collective, and we're allowing the greatness of who we can be to fully manifest in our lives. And it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my work is important, is I don't care where a person is or what they've done or what's going on. It's all important, but it's also as irrelevant as it is relevant, because all I do is access source light and let it do the heavy lifting. Because I'm not in this by myself. That's what's wonderful about it.
Mm.
I just let the changes unfold. Let light clear what's stuck, even if you have absolutely no knowledge of what that is. Many, many of my clients, about 85%, are master healers and teachers of, I don't know how many modalities are out there,
mm-hmm.
that when we get to talking, they feel there's something different. And we choose to work together, and places that they didn't even know or had no way of recognizing there was a little bit of an impasse, genetic memory, for example. All of a sudden it clears, and they're going to their clients, and their clients are saying, oh, my gosh, what did you do this last week? Because the energy that you're working with is so different. It's so deeper, so much deeper. And that's what it is. We've cleared those subconscious little blocks or that last piece of residue somewhere in someone's life.
I love
so
it.
So important.
Well, Laura, thank you so very, very much. Again, let folks know how they can find out more about you. And then last question, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Well, people can catch me at sourcelightintegrations.com, on my Facebook page at Source Light Integrations, or simply call or text to 970-519-1683. And if I have a single message today to share with people, it's just that by working together, no matter where you are on the path or where you think you could go, it can become more. Your experience can become broader, more expansive, and you can step into that wholeness, that fullness that you thought maybe might be possible. Let's work together and bring it in. Because when we do that for ourselves, we're doing that for everyone else as well.
I love it. Laura Barton, everybody. Laura, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, Pat, and have a blessed day.
And to all of you out there, you know, this is the place where you lean into the fact that we are here in support of you, your dream, your vision, your life, and your positive action. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. For more about me, go to thedrpatshow.com. About the network, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Have yourself an amazing day.
You've been listening to Source Light Radio, high frequency healing for an amazing life with host Laura Barton. Thank you. And we hope you join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio as Laura explores the concept and application of Source Light Integration, bringing balance, shifts in consciousness, and instantaneous healing. For more information about Laura and her work, or listen to past shows, visit her website at sourcelightintegrations.com. The preceding audio was via a Skype call.